Well, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you know that that's not the opening theme song, is it? It is Satan's Pilgrims, however. We're listening to Haunted House of Rock. It is the Halloween show. As we approach Halloween in just a few days, this is podcast number 13. Lucky or unlucky 13, you decide. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's a Night at the Beach podcast. All Halloween songs this time around. Hope you enjoy. On the radio show, I used to do all songs that had a cool title, Halloween-related title. But there's a lot of songs out there that have cool titles, but the song really has nothing to do with Halloween. So not this time around. I'm going to try all songs that at least have a feel of the spook horror type of thing. And we'll see how things go. No better band to start things off with than these guys. These are the Ghastly Ones. It's a Day of the Beach. My name's Clint.
Hope we don't run out of gas. I know this thing gets like 3 miles to the gallon.
Oh, it's 4 miles a gallon, okay?
You guys, I hate to interrupt, but can we stop at a drive-thru?
Drive-thru again? You just ate 12 burgers.
So?
Oh! Holy cow, what was that?
A big glowing thing, I think. You did see that big glowing thing, right?
I didn't see anything.
You didn't see that big glowing ball that just passed over this car?
No, sir, I didn't.
You didn't see that thing that just flew overhead that looks like a...
I said no.
Hey, guys.
Look.
Alrighty. Zombie Surf Camp is the name of that band, and they're a local San Diego band. And I just barely got that CD, and it couldn't be more than 2 days old. Picked it up at the radio station just on Thursday. And I continue to do the radio show at KCR Radio to the local, loyal San Diego audience, those of you who can hear me. And anyway, we just heard Bonesaw from the Zombie Surf Camp's brand new CD called Reef Biter. That's the only intro, and it's not really an intro, is it? But it's the closest intro on the whole CD, I can tell you that much. And they're a pretty spooky band, so very fitting for Halloween. Before that, another San Diego act, the Creepy Creeps, with Shindig on the 13th Floor. That comes from a 45. Estramental, a band from Brazil with their... sort of punked out version of the Funeral March, and Ghastly Ones with the Sighting and Shock Monster Stomp. This is A Day at the Beach, the Halloween show. You know, I have probably enough stuff to do two whole shows, but I'm trying to get, you know, just narrow it down to just the best for my listening audience. So thank you very much. Now, I'm not sure if this next song is really a Halloween song, but I certainly relate it to Halloween. Tell me what you think, and I don't know why that is. I don't know why it's associated with Halloween. Maybe there was a movie or something. Never know, but anyway, this is Pollo Del Mar.
Thank you. Why was it no one would surf off of Devil's Reef? Four carefree surfers went to find out. What happened to those surfers who hit the soup and didn't come up? They rode back on a wave from the grave. Now they've become the Zombie Surfers!
Transylvania Surf!
We'll be right back.
Those were the Cosmic Vampires. I've received one song from the Cosmic Vampires, and that's it. It was entitled, It Waked Up in the Atomic Age. Before that, the Zombie Surfers from a compilation called B-Movie Brain. We heard a zombie surfer trailer followed up by Transylvania Surf. Pollo Del Mar from their Golden State CD with Hall of the Mountain King. You're going to hear something you haven't heard before on these podcasts. A vocal number. I'm going to play two of them in this next set. But for now, these are the Astroglides on A Day at the Beach. A Day at the Beach, number 13. It's your Halloween special.
We'll be right back. stoner about a high ride hearse. Got a 472 and a zombie curse. Through the exhaust and big chrome wheels, and it goes so fast that I'll make you squeal. Cruise around in my big black Cadillac hearse. She's a sweet as a ride of rides. Got suicide doors, chrome side pies. Hill of Media 69. Always the first one off the line. And I'm cruising around in my big black Cadillac hearse. Revving up the engine, sounds fine. Taking the motor up to the line. And I'm cruising around in my big black Cadillac hearse. Some time ago, late one night, I was taking a body out to the bedside. Took the corner and the back hatch flipped. Heard that coffin start to slip. And I'm cruising around in my big black Cadillac hearse. I was doing it anyway when I lost that load. Sure made a mess when it hit the road. But I'm cruising around in my big black Cadillac hearse. Cops are chasing, flashing lights. Hit the nitrous eyes out of sight. Left that coffin where it lay. I sped away in that big black Cadillac hearse. Guitar. Drive that Cadillac hearse. I can feel that zombie's curse. Clammy cold and it makes me sweat. But that old zombie ain't found me yet. Now I'm cruising around in my big black Cadillac hearse. Cruising around in my big black Cadillac hearse. And I'm riding around in my big black Cadillac hearse.
Pyro by Satan's Pilgrims off their Plymouth Rock. I'm not sure what CD that, because Plymouth Rock is really a greatest hit CD, double CD, I might add. And I'm not sure what song, what CD that originally came out on. And you know, it really doesn't matter, does it? Because it's such a cool song. Ninth Way, before that, from their Time Tunnel CD, we heard Big Black Cadillac Hearse. The Dynatones doing Night of the Ghouls from their Beach Party A Go-Go CD. The Barbarella Tones. Yes, it was the Barbarella Tones with Invasion of the Surf Zombies. If you don't know the connection, well, first of all, Robbie Quinn is the Barbarella Tone, currently being assisted by Davey Arnson of Insect Surfers on guitar. But the Barbarella Tones are really a glam rock band. And if you like that early David Bowie stuff, you really like the Barbarella Tones. I'm telling you, they are cheesy, tongue-in-cheek, I might, no pun intended, but these guys are, some of their songs are just not only really good, but a lot of fun. Astroglides, from their greatest hit CD called Sewer Surfing with the Astroglides, we heard 2003 Horsepower. Anyway, Barbarella Tones have put out a ton of CDs. Their latest, Surf Narcs, again with Dave Arnson on lead guitar of the Insect Surfers. They have one of their cuts on Deep Eddie's new compilation called Off the Deep End. Their song Gnarly, if you want to check that out sometime, it's kind of another interesting song. Can't say enough about the old Barbarella Tones, you know? Anyway, this is your Halloween special. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you have a ghoulish little Halloween weekend. Don't get too crazy, you know, with the costumes and everything else that goes along with it. Hope you have fun. Those of you with kids, it's Halloween can be a really fun time. So enjoy the weekend. Have a good time. Enjoy the music. This is Clint Beachwood and A Day at the Beach number 13.
Each year, 10,000 tourists visit Ocean Beach. This summer, Ocean Beach has attracted something else. American International presents Tentacles. It slept until man disturbed it. Then it woke with a fury no man could control, rising from the ocean floor to bring destruction and death. Tentacles. A chilling tale of nature gone wild as two of the sea's deadliest enemies fight to the death. Starring John Huston, Shelley Winters, Beau Hopkins, Claude Akins, and Henry Fonda. Tentacles, the most gripping suspense you will ever experience. Rated PG.
San Diego band, Jason Lee and the Riptides, that be R.I.P., rest in peace, Tides, with It's Alive, from his Blood on the Beach CD. And let's see, before that, we heard the All Nighters from Bellingham, Washington, with Escape from the Nut House from their Dance Till Dawn CD. Had the privilege of having the All Nighters, and them and several other bands play in the KCR studios up in up at San Diego State. What a great band these guys are. The All Nighters, Escape from the Nut House. The Verb Tones also played in the studio. We heard Carnival of Souls from their first CD, Vampiro Classics, and Satan's Pilgrims in there with Vampiro from Plymouth Rock, which I announced earlier. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and pre-announce the rest of the show and get out of your hair. Again, no pun intended. Get out of my hair. How's that? Anyway, I'm going to play some more Ghastly Ones next, a little Ghastly Stomp. Fun little song by the Straitjackets called Mad Scientist. And then another breakaway from the norm for the Day at the Beach thing. It's a song by the East Coast Tremors called October Morning. And it is an epic song. It's about 9 minutes long, and it is all over the board as far as the styles go throughout the song. Pretty interesting stuff. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing. It's pretty cool. Again, my name is Clint Beachwood. This has been the Halloween Show. Thanks for listening. It's been podcast number 13. See you next time.
The Ghastly Ones invite you to be horrified to the point of sheer panic as they transport you to the darkest depths of the bone-chilling night. Don't be surprised if you find yourself changing from the gentle soul you are into a werewolf, evil space robot, or some other monster. Instead, just relax and enjoy the experience.
Creepers, those ghastly ones sure know how to make a go-go ghoul shimmy shiver.
I, Philip, leader of the living dead, summon you and others who follow, both near and afar, to pledge allegiance to the devil of darkness.
Follow, oh, Master, we are your slaves. We obey.
Thank you.